Issues Etc. regular guest Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer is the author of our book of the month for October, Reading Isaiah with Luther. It's published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040. Or you can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org. Learn how the conscience is a gift from God and how only through Christ can you receive a clean conscience in Reading Isaiah with Luther, the Issues Etc. book of the month, Reading Isaiah with Luther.
Now pay close attention, little children. It's somebody you ought to know. Yeah, it's all about a man that walked on earth nearly 2,000 years ago.
Well, he healed the sick. To understand the dire predicament that the children of Israel find themselves in after having been delivered from slavery in Egypt and then miraculously saved from Pharaoh's armies in the crossing of the Red Sea, you have to go back to earlier in the book of Exodus, where God had promised them that when they leave Egypt, after the great Passover and the killing of the firstborn, they were to travel light, take nothing with them, be ready to leave at a moment's notice. So they venture into the desert, many of them unsure that they would survive, and they do survive, but they fear that they are going to die in the desert for lack of, well, everything you need to sustain this body and life. Food and water. Welcome back to Issues Etc. We're going to be teaching a Sunday school lesson on this Wednesday afternoon with Pastor Tom Baker on God providing food and water for his people in the wilderness. Pastor Baker is host of a radio show called Law and Gospel. Tom, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you.
Let's kind of jump forward to the New Testament on this one to begin with and talk about how this account in the Old Testament is related to the words that Jesus gives us to pray in the Lord's Prayer, give us this day our daily bread.
Yes, because God provides them with manna, which is apparently like daily bread for his people through their wilderness wandering. And when you take a look at particularly Luther's meaning of that petition, that God wants to redeem his people, that he'll give daily bread to everyone, even without our prayers, even to all evil people. And we are to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. So it's a good example that just because somebody receives enough funding or money to buy their daily bread doesn't mean that that is a reward God is giving them for being so wonderful in their works. It can mean instead that God desires to give all people daily bread, even the evil individuals. Why? Because then we have, as Christians, an opportunity to share with them the gifts that God has given them as they come to realize that nothing is what they personally own or personally contribute to themselves, but everything is a gift from God. And that's certainly something that the folks in the wilderness journey forgot about.
So tell us the story of the manna, the water, and the quail.
Well, this is about a month after they get out of Egypt, and they're starting to complain because they're in the wilderness. And at least in Egypt, they weren't in a wilderness where they could have food, etc. And therefore, they start complaining, of course, to Moses, but in reality, they are complaining to God. It kind of reminds me, and I've been talking about this for a few weeks, even on my own program, the difference between a vertical relationship to God, where you trust his promises, and a horizontal relationship to your environment and your experience, where you find your delights there rather than entrusting to God. So here, these are people that just went through the Red Sea. These are people who had the Egyptians drowned in that sea when they began chasing after them. These are the Israelites, I should say, who saw the angel of death pass over them when they had blood on the doorway. And now they're complaining that they don't have bread and meat. Well, one would think that if this was any other religion, that God would come down and punish them. But instead, God tells Moses that he has heard their grumbling, and therefore he is going to provide them with the daily bread they need, and even with meat. And so sure enough, and this is verse 13 of chapter 16, in the evening quail came up and covered the camp, and in the morning dew lay around the camp. And when that dew lifted, guess what they saw? A fine flake-like thing, fine as frost on the ground. And the people said of Israel, "What is it?" Which, by the way, is the meaning of manna. And Moses says, "It is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat." And therefore, he gave instructions that each day they were to pick up about a quart of that fine sifted bread for each person in their family to eat from it. But on the sixth day, which is Friday, they were to pick up a double amount. Well, even with that miracle in front of them, you had Israelites disobey it. They began to pick up more on a particular day like Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday than they should have, because they wanted to make sure they had enough the next day. They did not trust the promise of God. And what happened when they got up the morning, the extra they had picked up had worms in it. And so it was useless. So then some of the folks, it appears on Friday, just picked up the regular amount, and then they went out on Saturday, which is the Sabbath of the Lord, where God had said, pick up a double amount on Friday, so you need not work on the Sabbath. It is the day of rest of the Lord. And when they went out to look for manna on Saturday, they could not find it. Now, I remember when I was at the seminary and there were some false teachers there, they gave the impression that this was just kind of a natural event that occurred in the wilderness, that this manna would occur. But they never were able to explain the fact that none ever appeared on Saturday. Plus, that which they had taken as extra had worms in it on the next day, where it did not happen with the double amounts they picked up on Friday. So this is a clear miracle that cannot be explained by natural phenomena. And therefore, this was to show the glory of the Lord. And therefore, at this time, they had meat to eat with the birds. And at that time, even in Sinai, huge flocks of those birds are seen to be flying through the area. So it would not have been difficult for them to get enough to eat. And then the manna, of course, fed them. One would have thought that that would have satisfied them, but they unfortunately went to another area, moved on from the wilderness of Sin by stages, and camped at Rephidim. But there was no water there for the people to drink. Well, guess what? They began to quarrel and argue again with Moses. Give us water to drink. Moses realized, why are you quarreling with me? Why are you testing the Lord? But the people thirsted there for water, and they grumbled against Moses. And the similar theme that had come up earlier, why did you bring us out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our livestock with thirst? So Moses speaks to the Lord, what am I to do with this people? They're almost ready to stone me. Well, once more, the Lord, and that's in capital letters, L-O-R-D, referring to the name of Yahweh, that Moses was given at the burning bush, who was the angel of the Lord, namely Jesus himself. He said, go among the people and take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile, and behold, I will stand before you there on the rock at Horeb. And when he did that, water came out of the rock and people drank. Now, there are some who think that, therefore, Jesus was that rock. But it's very clear that Moses doesn't say that the rock is Jesus. This verse, and it's verse 6 of chapter 17, Jesus says, behold, I will stand before you there on the rock at Horeb. And so Paul makes it very clear in the New Testament that they ate of the not only spiritual food, but they drank of the spiritual drink, which came from a rock upon which Jesus was there. So Jesus, therefore, and it's not at all unusual, we just did a hymn today where he's referred to as the rock of salvation. Not the physical rock, but the spiritual rock that was there. And so here we have, again and again, these people doubting the promises of God, leaving their vertical relationship with God and thinking on a horizontal level, saying, I don't believe how we're going to have any water to drink because we're in the middle of a desert. And Moses alone trusts the Lord that he will take care of the people. And the reason I believe he does is he remembers the promises that they are going to be brought back to the promised land, even though it's going to take an additional 38 years from Mount Sinai to get there because of their unbelief. But the fact of the matter is, Moses knew that therefore all the people would not be destroyed, and God somehow would supply bread, meat, and now drink. And the ending of the lesson is where God also helps defeat enemies that are fighting against Israel.
We're teaching a Sunday school lesson, God providing manna, water, and quail. Pastor Tom Baker is our guest, host of a radio show called Law and Gospel. You'll find a link to it under the Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org. When we come back, we'll talk about the fact that this is food, water, for which the people did not work.
With religion in America continuing its historic decline over yet another year, many may wonder, how fares the LCMS? This November, the Lutheran Witness is once again shedding light on the state of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Find the latest on global mercy work, missions, membership statistics, schools, and more in this special edition. Visit cph.org/witness to subscribe today. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the world through a Lutheran Christian perspective.
If you have a middle school-aged child or grandchild in the St. Louis Metro East, encourage them to attend an open house from 1 to 3 in the afternoon on Sunday, November 4th at Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville, Illinois. You can meet faculty, staff, administration, students, and parents. Learn more by calling 618-656-0043 or visit melhs.org. Open house, 1 to 3, Sunday afternoon, November 4th, at Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville.
A mobile Lutheran Bible study. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
I like to think of the deaconess vocation as driven by two things, the love of Christ and the needs of our neighbor.
Issues, Etc. regular guest, Dr. James Buescher, Director of Deaconess Studies at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, on the vocation of deaconess.
First, the deaconess is moved by the love of Christ, who came not to be served, but to serve. Yet I think we can also see the profound needs around us, broken families, loneliness, despair. Deaconesses help the church to become a true family that manifests the love of Christ in our love for one another, and especially for those in need.
For more information on the Deaconess Studies program at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, visit ctsfw.edu or call Concordia Theological Seminary at 1-800-481-2155, 800-481-2155.
Welcome back. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. Pastor Tom Baker is our guest. We are teaching a Sunday school lesson on God providing manna, water, and quail in the Old Testament book of Exodus. Tom, talk if you would about the fact that this is food and provision for which the people do not work.
Yes. If there's one word that you want to think about when you're thinking of the Christian faith, it is the word gift. We believe, according to the first article of the Apostles' Creed, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. There is nothing that comes about at our behest, in our control. All that we have is therefore a gift from God, even though we may have labored for a time with a job. But look at all those people who may not have a place to work at. And so regardless of what we have, we want to get across to the Sunday school children that anything that they have, anything that they possess, this is a gift from a gracious God who loves them and has decided to give them this gift even without their prayer. Like at Christmas, we give out Christmas gifts. At birthday, they get gifts. And a lot of times they're surprised at what they get. And so if we can get the children to understand that the gifts they receive, say for their birthday, that that is a surprise from a gracious parent, then they begin to understand that all that they have is really a gracious gift from God, who is merciful to them, who loves them, and is their true spiritual father.
Also, I wanted you to go into a little more detail that the fact, and you said Moses is the only one who really truly believes these promises. The people are all grumbling about it, that God does all this despite their unbelief in those promises.
I'll tell you, if God only operated with us according to our level of belief, then we all would be thirsty and hungry and have no bread at all. It's quite different in Christianity than in any other religion in the world. In every other religion in the world, they have a belief that what comes around goes around, and therefore you earn what you get. I recall when the tsunami hit certain areas and people were devastated. Then the Christians came in and started helping them to rebuild their houses, giving them food, etc. And they couldn't understand why the Christians were doing this, because they had a belief in karma, that you get what you deserve. Well, if that's the way God would act, then you never would have heard these words from the cross: Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. We have a loving God who gives everything to us as a gift when we do not deserve it. The best parable to see there is the parable of the young son who told his father, when are you going to drop dead so I can get the inheritance? And the father divides the inheritance between him and the older son. He goes out and spends it all wantonly. And then he is on his way home, and he is going to attempt to motivate the father to give him the highest paid job on the farm. He's trying to manipulate the father. There's no true repentance there at all. And while he's attempting this manipulation, the father runs out to him, grabs him, holds on to him, and gives him the best robe, which is the father's robe, shoes, and also a ring, where he now has authority to do contracts on the part of the father. This is what Jesus does for us. None of us deserve salvation. None of us deserve the forgiveness of sins. None of us deserve the robe of righteousness. But that's why, as Martin Luther said, the glorious exchange takes place, again, for many of us, underwater. The water of baptism. And we can only remember Jesus' baptism with John the Baptizer, where he took upon himself our sin in the baptism of repentance, and the Holy Spirit alighted upon him. That's what happens with every one of our children at the baptismal font, that God uses simple water. It's not a special water. What makes it special is it is attached to the Word of God. So we truly believe the promise, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. And so just like the Red Sea used water, just like upon the rock, Jesus was there and they received that spiritual gift from God, so also now in the New Testament, we receive at Pentecost the waters of baptism, giving us the two gifts, according to Acts chapter 2, the gift of the forgiveness of sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit. And as Peter says, the promise is also for your little children and to those who are afar off, which refers to the Gentiles.
Finally, then, talk about how, as the Sunday school lesson says, our Heavenly Father continues to give us bread from heaven today and continues to give us spiritual drink from the rock that is Christ.
Yes. We were discussing not long ago Concordia Publishing House banner that has all the names of Jesus on it. And in our conversation, we were also talking about they should have another banner that has all the metaphors of Jesus. He refers to himself as the rock. He also refers to himself as life. And also, I am the bread of life. When we receive Jesus, we are, as a prayer says in the liturgy, we digest the Word of God and receive the multitude of promises we should not receive because of our sin. But because that sin has been forgiven at the cross by the death of Jesus Christ, and that we are justified by His resurrection, God now deals with us as His children, because we have been adopted into His family through faith in Jesus Christ. And therefore, everything we receive this side of heaven and on the other side of our birth is always a gift from God. Sometimes He gives it through others, like our parents or the government. But a lot of times we can recognize that from wherever it comes, it's always a gift from God.
Pastor Tom Baker is host of a radio show called Law and Gospel. Tom, thank you very much for your time teaching the Sunday school lesson.
And thank you.
You hear Pastor Baker talk about this Sunday school curriculum from Concordia Publishing House called Growing in Christ. You can find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Or call Concordia Publishing House, and they'd be happy to send you some free samples of Growing in Christ, their Sunday school curriculum for all ages, 1-800-325-3040. In Hour 2 of Issues, Etc., Reformation Week continues. Our theme is Paths to Lutheranism. We'll talk about Pastor Chris Roseborough's path from evangelicalism to Lutheranism.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
The Lord is our shepherd, and we are the people of his pasture. Why then do we still suffer in this life? Disease, loneliness, persecution. I'm Katie Schuerman, and I'm collaborating with Cheryl Swope, Molly Hemingway, and a host of literary friends in He Restores My Soul, a book that takes an honest look at hardship and heartache in light of God's promises found in his word. He Restores My Soul is now available at emmanuelpress.us. emmanuelpress.us.
In a world awash with all sorts of information, opinions, and ideas, there is still a place where God's Word is the central and only focus. Messiah Lutheran Church, 801 North Madison, Lebanon, Illinois. At 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings, God's people gather there to listen to Him. There you will find His words of law and gospel, and of course, our Lord's Holy Supper. Bible classes focus on the Bible and the Lutheran confessions. Come, listen, believe, and live, and check out our website at messiahlebanon.org.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.
Hey, Todd, what have our listeners noticed first when visiting the LPR studios?
Definitely the small size and the dirt.
Well, not anymore. Thanks to our friends at the Cleaning Authority, they've turned this man cave into a space that meets even our wives' approval.
Whether it's our office or your home, the Cleaning Authority is your cleaning service provider in the St. Louis area.
To schedule a free estimate or to find out more, visit thecleaningauthority.com. thecleaningauthority.com.
Do you dread going to work out? Performance Fitness in Edwardsville offers a fun, supportive, tight-knit community and environment. Visit them on the web at performancefitness618.com or call 618-692-5063. Performance Fitness is the facility in the St. Louis Metro East where the focus is on member results, not membership numbers. 618-692-5063 or performancefitness618.com. Performance Fitness of Edwardsville.
South Africa.
China.
Germany.
Trinidad and Tobago.
Did you know that people listen to Issues Etc. around the world? India.
Sweden.
Egypt. France.
Turkey.
Japan.
Australia.
Canada.
United Kingdom.
Hong Kong. Austria.
Finland. Malaysia.
Singapore. Bulgaria.
Korea. Brazil.
You can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Help us proclaim Christ to the world.
The Philippines.
Mexico.
Spain.
New Zealand.
Kuwait.